Okay, this is Friday, April 5th, 2019, and it's the next new moon. And what a new moon it is, at least what a month it's been for me. So for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. I think everybody does know me, but we're here to see what the new moon wants to reveal to us and assist us in shifting and being with and transiting. And actually, for me, what I'm hearing is, so I guess I'm going to start, this whole wrist thing. I don't know if all of you know that I broke my wrist, but it's been a very debilitating injury. Because, and I might cry, but that's okay. Be okay with that, because that's part of this. Part of this is there's so much that was being held there. And I know this, but it's just showing me the emotions, and everybody that knows me knows I've been doing this work my whole life. So it's not to be a victim, but it's to show you there's always something more to be revealed. It doesn't always have to be painful, but I honestly, truly, honestly do not believe that anything happens to us to harm us. I do believe the statement, the universe has our back. And sometimes it just takes a more forceful message. So this wrist has given me so many gifts. It has allowed me to feel things that I feel, the violence that I didn't realize was there. I had dealt with it, but I didn't realize it was still stored in my body. And literally, when it happened, after I was able to kind of get out of the shock of it, I felt, you know, all of these messages from the astrologers are talking about birthing, and we've been talking about rebirthing for a lot of years now. And I think it's a continual cycle of rebirthing. And it really does feel like going through the birth canal and going through these personal injuries that we have buried. And interesting enough, I picked up a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die that I've had for years and I haven't read for years, but now is the time to read it again. And it's talking about those injuries, those things that you thought you addressed but didn't fully. So for me, the lessons here are allowing myself to be vulnerable, allowing myself to just be. And recognizing that it's funny because my key words coming into 2019 were appreciation and available. Appreciation and availability. And so in the reverse, it's like allowing myself to be unavailable to the outside world and be available to my inner world. And so this is where I come from today with a lot of different messages, and I won't go into them more. But so my intention is just to be with that more and to be with that healing and to be with that space of allowing myself to be vulnerable and be human. Just be. And receive the blessings and the gifts along the way, including the lessons that I buried. So, who's next?
Well, this is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
I would like to offer the intention of having total confidence in being myself.
Yay. Anyone else? Okay, let's just take some deep breaths together. And let's begin by gently just tapping our heads, our hearts, and our bellies as we breathe. The intention here is to open up the portals and the gateways between the brains. Awaken those connections. And receive the grace that comes through those messages. So, what I see is like a deep, deep breath that our breathing together and those connections together are opening up. It's almost like it has this sensuality and this depth and this breadth of breath and this feeling of whales come to mind, like going to the deeper currents. And shuffling the depths of the surface of the ocean of our deeper currents. So the floor of the ocean, basically shuffling that around and moving things around to break open any staleness, any static areas, any stagnant areas where we have rigidified a belief system that has been feeling like it's working against us. And I say feeling like it's working against us because my new awareness is that it's never working against us. It's working for us, but as we resist it and as we fight it and as we try to even clear it without the integrating and assimilating of it all, we resist it. So it's like working with the sediments of our bodies and our beings, the very structure of our anatomy and physiology that carries the DNA and RNA with the original blueprint and the information and the active ingredient of implementing those plans and blueprint to life. Wherever there are areas where we are in resistance with that original blueprint that aligns us to this awareness of the lessons and the gifts and the blessings of our lives, it's like pulling a veil off of it. It almost looks a veil, just pulling a veil off of it to reveal the light within. That's taken me from the brain in the head down through the central vessel into the chest and into the heart. And here at the heart is a similar dynamic going on. It's like this time it doesn't look like diving deep into the ocean, although it's still going on, it's still there. It feels like there's a cradle or a support or a network of fibers, a network of ancestors that are supporting our hearts. And I see even that with our ancestors just kind of breathing through the heart, the front to the back, and it's like breathing the dust and then the old blood and the old traumas and old histories that we aren't meant to carry forward, but they were given as our inheritance. They were given to us in our DNA. And so it's really about cleaning that area up, cleaning out the whole chest cavity, cleaning up the heart, blowing away the debris, and again, surfacing more light. It's like turning on the lights, and like those of us, those who have done body talk about the lights on protocol for Parama that we used to have for the thalamus. It's just similar, actually. It's like the lights on protocol for the three brains. And so it's opening up those pathways to be more accessible, more available. More you. More you, no matter what the external environments are. Each individualized, each individual blueprint being activated, being lit up from the head down to the heart. And now we're going down through the diaphragm and intestines and down into the pelvic area, into the gut brain. But the gut brain is not just in the belly. We just use the belly as the tapping point. The gut brain is really the whole alimentary canal from the mouth to the anus and all of your skin. So it's really the biggest surface area of brain receptors. And so this area has been clogged up. It has felt weak in nutrients. Weak in nourishment. It feels depleted in terms of mineral content, and it's relating to the earth and to the microbiomes. Nice. And just again, it's like a crew coming in here, because this area is so rich in participants, rich in parts, rich in community, that it's like removing the blockages between the communities that separate and isolate and keep alienated. And that's bringing up an ancient fear. And this ancient fear, for some reason, we're still in the ocean. I see the ocean and the water, and it's like there's so many myths and so many stories where they talk about a krakow, like a big squid or a big octopus, and that's something to be feared of because it basically can kill you. And so there's this dark shadow that has a different form. A bit like the boggart in Harry Potter, takes the form, fear takes the form of the person. So everyone's fear has a different form. So it's about opening up. So this is interesting because it looks like an old pirate ship. It's like opening up the hatch of this sunken pirate ship and just letting this creature out. Letting these creatures out, letting these shadows out, setting them free. Because in a way, yes, we feel like they've been holding us hostage, but they've been held hostage too by our fear of setting them free. By our fear that there is something to be afraid of. So it's opening up this portal again, showing me again the image of a ship and a hatch and just letting it pour out. And it's still going, still going, still going. Lots of shadows. They feel like lost souls, but really they're the parts of us that we've kept hostage for fear that we were the monsters. So, letting them out, and as we're letting them out, there's nothing but gratitude coming from them. It's like, oh, thank you. Finally, I can go back to creation. And that is causing me to rotate my head on a straight plane from left to right and left to right and left to right. It feels like, again, removing some rigidity in the nervous system, in the neck. Repairing the dura mater and the myelin sheath there. Like building new. And by the way, I'm being informed. You're always building new. It's your resistance to that that you can set free now. So it's working with range of motion of the neck, range of motion of the nervous system, bringing some relaxation into the nervous system. Because our world has been living post-traumatic stress syndrome way too long. It's time for our parasympathetic nervous system and our sympathetic nervous system to work in synchronicity. It's time for each of them to know their true jobs, to know their true being. Yes, that's good. It's taking me up into the senses now. The senses are all murky and congested. And I hear, it's interesting because I hear pollen. I hear pollen, I hear allergies. But that's just the trigger. The real allergy is interesting. It's very strange to actually even say this, but the real allergy has been to life. It's like there's this allergy to living full out. There's this allergy to living full out because it's misguided and misunderstood, especially for people who are choosing to be conscious in their lives. It's misguided and misunderstood that to live full out is abusive because we equate it with capitalism and the way that we use up our resources. And that's not living full out. Living full out is living full out in the moment and being with the moment and being with all of the elements involved internally, first and foremost, and then in the way they relate to the external environment in the elementals. there's so much beauty and grace being offered and being available. It's like I see somebody holding out their hands, and I'm trying to do that actually, holding out their hands to actually offer these blessings if we're willing to receive them. Yes, that's beautiful. There's so much light in the moment, so much life in the moment. And life will sustain life. So it's about opening up those pathways of resistance and setting them free in terms of there's danger out there and you can't trust anybody. Wow. Polarities, dualities, it's interesting. Polarities and dualities are showing up right now. Polarities and dualities, yes, it's part of this reality, but it's not the only aspect of this reality. It's like we focus so much on the extremes. And in a way, we focus so much on the extremes that we're either playing in the extremes or we're staying right in the middle to avoid seesawing in the extremes. And the real gift and blessing is notice the polarities, be able to actually go there. Yes, quote unquote, bad things happen, but then there's the story of the ancient man whose son fell, or whose horse died. And I'm not going to go into that story, but the bottom line is you never know if something's quote unquote good or bad, you just know that it is. And what the message is saying is, trust, allow, receive. And as you do more of that, more of that becomes available. As you, through you, and for you. And as I'm saying that, it's like trusting that everything is available doesn't mean go against your logic. It just means weigh your logic with your heart, weigh your thoughts with your mind, because the discord between the thoughts and the feeling body will resolve themselves. And the more gently we do that with ourselves, the more gently we listen to ourselves, recognize there are many voices inside of us. Discern which voice is being listened to. Yes, which voice is being listened to. Don't make any wrong, just redirect. Acknowledge and redirect. I had to say acknowledge and redirect, because if we just redirect away to, like we do with distracting a child, then that doesn't go away. It's still there. We just distracted ourselves. So acknowledge, and choose. So that all came about while we were working on cleansing the senses and cleansing the lens of the mind. And the mind is not just the brain, it's the heart brain as well. And it is actually beyond comprehension in terms of our level of ability to understand, but the understanding is there nonetheless. We just have to ask and listen. Be willing to listen. Nice. now we're in the sense of smell again. And that's linking, for some reason, the sense of smell and the nose is linking to the belly button, linking to the navel. And actually, I am seeing it linking to the navel and the belly button because it's linking to the umbilical cord. And it's linking to a time period in utero, different for everyone, but for everyone here. Different time period for everyone. So I just see different time periods. It's like there's like first trimester. Nope, no first trimester. Interesting. There is conception to birth. Then second trimester, third trimester, and birth. So it's different for each person, and it's different layers of what is it? Layers of programming that we are disentangling, unraveling, saying return to sender and sending it back through our family lineage, saying thank you very much. I'm okay with this now, so I'm done with this now. But are you okay with this is what I hear. But are you okay with this? How do you know you're okay with this? How do you know you're okay with this? You know you're okay with this by how you feel when it surfaces. If you can feel the emotions, allow them to surface. Be with them for as long as you need to be with them, without getting stuck there, without getting trapped there, without becoming your own hostage, then you can feel a place of compassion, even more than neutrality. I would say neutrality, but neutrality is such a such an interesting expression. Because most of us don't know what neutrality means. So if you can come to a place of feeling the pain, feeling the hate, feeling the violence, feeling the sadness, feeling the whatever the grief, feeling it all, and then breathing into it, crying it out, and then saying, thank you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, I love you. And then just truly having compassion for yourself and any participants involved, then you're okay with it. Then it becomes part of your gifts and your blessings. It becomes part of what you have to share, part of your story. Intense. And I'm seeing okay, I'm seeing many things, actually. There's much flashing now. And so, again, it's a lot of ancestry, a lot of family, a lot of history. And there's confusing dynamic with ancestry because this body, actually, this body, this is the dynamic. It's like this body, you're not this body, but this body is how you appear to be here, so it needs to be respected. So it's like this ancestry that I'm seeing is the ancestry that each of us has uniquely and individually in our bodies. And yet, there's also the ancestry of Earth, the storyline of Earth, the history of Earth, and the karma of reincarnation. And so, no, we are just different species, humans, the human species, in all, in one way or another, we're all related. So it's working and dealing on a really intensely, deeply personal as well as collective level. to help disentangle all of those areas of confusion and polarity where we are staying stuck in the tug of war of the duality polarity game instead of expressing and experiencing and feeling the life, the vitality, the full expression of it all, those nuances between the polarities. All the colors of the rainbow, even those we can't see. So now we're working with our sense of sight to expand our horizons, expand our vision without detracting from our ability to pay attention to the details of the moment. That's what I'm hearing. It's like in the past, we strive for that expanding our vision, and we have missed the nuances of the moment. Nice. So I'm back at the heart and the lungs. A lot of grief. A lot of empaths on this call. And as empaths, you feel not only your own grief, but the grief of the world around you. And that can be very painful and very confusing. So it's really about allowing this grief to be processed and synthesized so that you are able to discern your own boundaries. Still feel the world around you as the gift of the empath that you are, but without storing it, without harboring it, without continually running it through your veins and your nervous system. So in a way, like setting it free, just like those phantoms from the bottom of the ocean, it's like feeling the pain, acknowledging it, and setting it free. Now I'm going into the hypothalamus. And what are we doing at the hypothalamus? It's kind of funny. It's like animated. It's like, what can you see? Do I need? So it's linking the hypothalamus to the whole central nervous system with that new wiring, with that new programming, with that cleansing program, and this recursive program to allow it to keep cleansing and keep integrating, keep assimilating, keep integrating, keep cleansing in such a way where it's not, where it happens with ease, where it doesn't short circuit. It just allows, even if we have a little glitch along the way, it comes back online very easily, very quickly. So it's doing that with the somatic nerves, central nervous system. And the systems of the body. So in a way, it's like initiating each person's systems internally, which I think is beautiful because I don't know about the rest of you, but for a long time, I've had real issues with the systems of our world. And I've come to realize that the systems are internal as well. So when I am willing to allow those systems to integrate and reorder and order in a way that is harmonious, allowing each part to have its own rhythm, its own cycle, its own timeline, its own breath in symphony and harmony with the rest, then the systems are in harmony and everything works together for the well-being of the whole. So it's a massive program for the systems and the cycles and the rhythms and the consciousness. Yeah, I'm just watching that sink and settle in. Just breathe into that. And if it feels right, breathe in and tap your head, heart, and belly again. I feel like we're dealing with the chakras, and we're at the root chakra. And so it's like a reciprocal chakra program where we're doing the reciprocals, the yin and yangs, the root to the crown, the sexual to the brow, solar plexus to the throat, and then the heart to all of them. And this is actually going to run. This hasn't happened in a long time, so it's kind of fun. This is going to run like a sound mantra. Interesting. Didn't make me cough. It's going to run like a sound mantra to... to rearrange the frequencies, to declutter the frequencies, and to declog the frequencies of the chakras to bring you into your own heart song. Huh, nice, your own heart song. I just had to take a drink, so feel free to if you do. So now I'm at the brow chakra. It's the third eye. So is it the brow? It's really not exactly the brow chakra. It's like the chakra just below there at the bridge of the nose. Huh, what is that? I don't even know, I'm just being guided there. So I'm just going there. It's really more of an acupuncture point, which is a chakra. And we need to link that to the chakra right above the pubic bone, to the acupuncture point right above the pubic bone. and I see that circling. It's kind of a, it's not the microcosmic orbit, but it's part of that, and it's been separated somehow. It's been ignored, and it needs to be called into action. Honestly, I don't even know what this means exactly. It needs to be called into action for the microcosmic orbit to get the microcosmic orbit flowing in the right direction, speed, frequency for everyone, for well-being. And this is using the color gold to optimize that for everyone. The frequency of gold. Now I see the ears. And it's like the ears and the ear canals. And the ear organs, and the cilia of the ears. So we're working a lot with sound, and so working with that sense of hearing now to establish, I love it. So it's really working with the cycles and rhythms, and remember we talked about earlier, like all of the cycles and rhythms being oriented to their own cycle and rhythm and breath and pulse and being synchronized. And so it's like aligning the ear structure and ear organs and even the cilia of the ears. It's like fine-tuning it in such a way that it can pick up more. Not to hold on to, but just to be informed, to get to know ourselves individually a little clearer, to allow us, and that clarity is going to allow everyone to feel more confident in just being who they are. So that's actually working on a self-esteem program for everyone. So there's the wounded child that's coming up, and those of you know I talked about that in the beginning. It's big with me right now, but I think it's big with everybody. The wounded child is coming up, and it's about integrating that child, nurturing it, loving it, letting it know that that's what was, that's not who it is, it's just simply what was. And that now the experiences can be assimilated and let go. But they can't be let go until they're assimilated. That assimilation allows the nourishment to be received, the wisdom to be integrated, and the lies and the pains to be acknowledged, appreciated, and let go. Because even those lies and those pains served a purpose in that moment. So now I see the sun. It's like, I love it. It's new moon, but I see the sun. So I feel the sun energizing this whole session. Shining light. And like that golden yellow color. to kind of pulse through these sessions, through each person, to magnify this, not to intensify it to a point of pain, but to magnify it, to bring a greater sense of clarity than ever before, and a greater sense of peace, no matter what. Always inner peace. Okay, now I'm in the throat. And yeah, that throat chakra, that whole chakra program is still going on, but now we're going into the throat and into, we're going into the throat, but we're going into the fluid of the body, and the fluid of the body is mucus. So we're going into the mucus of the body, and it's a bit like mucus gets a bad rap. it builds up when we don't want it to, and so on and so forth, but it is needed. It's very much needed in the body to provide boundaries and clarity for the microbiome and the organs and endocrines and body parts. So it's working with throat, the sinuses, the fluid mucus, and the senses. Because the senses have been clouded. So it's just adjusting everybody's filters. And what I love about this the way it's showing up now, is it's adjusting everybody's filters, and I can see it's slightly adjusting everybody's filters differently, just depending on what each person needs to surface, what each person, just what each person needs. So it's really quite lovely. I feel like, I'm not sure what else is coming up, but I feel like it's like this is wrapping up, because I see this swirling energy just kind of calming down and settling. Like it's this gentle grounding energy. There is something else now, and it has to do with, again, polarity, but having to do with polarity, that was easy to say, polarity in individually on our places on Earth. In other words, the way we are here on Earth, and it's like helping to establish a clearer equilibrium for each person. Many of us that I've talked to over the past couple of months have been feeling a little disoriented, a little off balance, and it feels like that's been part of the shifting all the energies, and so we have not been able to kind of keep up with them. And so it's about establishing a new equilibrium for each person in terms of the way that we stand, that we are on this earth, and the way we relate to the earth's axis and the universe that the earth is swimming in. Nice. All of those orbits. It's like establishing our own place in all of those orbits. Really lovely. Yeah, and I'm hearing that's the end. What I also heard was everyone that's received this is being receiving what they need. So everyone will have similar but very different experiences. And that's not meant to be snide, it's just meant to be clear. Just breathe in the blessing and the gift you've been given, because you just deserve it. You are. Okay, unless somebody has something to say, I'm going to stop the recording.